The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, everyone. This is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield. We are in mid-June when we're recording this, and this will be broadcast through the end of June and even the beginning of July, which is when we're going to be hitting the 4th of July holiday. Woo! Lots of...
It's going by too fast.
Yeah, lots of action this summer. Lots of good stuff going on. Huge shout out to WTBR. Mostly the sponsors that came forward on very short notice to sponsor the Pittsfield High School varsity baseball state final broadcast.
Say that three times.
I know, that took me a minute to say, but that happened on Saturday in Worcester at Polar Park. And Bob Hack broadcast the game. They ended up losing. Pittsfield High lost 8-0. But they made it to the state championship for the first time since 1966.
Wow.
Yeah. They haven't won a state championship since 1966.
Yeah.
So they were really going for it. But huge shout out to WTBR. We listened on the way to a baseball tournament in Hartford. My son and I listened to the broadcast, and it was really fun to hear all the familiar names. So I think that people don't realize all that happens behind these doors of WTBR 89.7 FM and PCTV. Mm-hmm. And it was really fun at one of the commercials of the broadcast. We heard a promo for this show.
Did you really?
So my son just started laughing because it was me going, hello, everyone. It was very funny. So
kids proof, are like that.
Well, though. Proof that I do something, yeah. You know, in yeah. real life besides take care of our children. So kudos and thank you to WTBR and all the sponsors that made that happen. And as we're recording today, the crew from PCTV is just getting back from the 8th grade graduation ceremonies, broadcasting that for those that can't watch it. And then now, of course, they're gearing up for the 4th of July. That's their biggest broadcast, I would assume.
I've never graduated from the 8th grade.
Oh, then maybe you want to go back. Would you like to go? I do not recommend an adult going into a middle school. But you could in your retirement.
No, I mean, I passed.
Yes, the but there wasn't grade, a
there
graduation.
There was no ceremony.
I know.
They were just saying, go to the school.
Go to the next grade. And we had 7 through 12 in our school. So there was no graduation from 8th grade either.
Aww.
But you just went to the next grade.
Yeah.
Anyway, congratulations to all of the graduates out there, kindergarten, 8th grade, seniors, and beyond. It's a wild and crazy time of year for many families, and we know that everyone worked hard behind the scenes for all of it to happen. And thank you, PCTV and WTBR. I just wanted to say that. So we're heading in the end of June. Mid-July, and La Cajo Falls is going strong at Barrington Stage Company. That is Birdcage, which many people are familiar with that movie. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm, funny. Mm-hmm. So that's underway at Barrington Stage Company on their main stage through July 7th, through the beginning of July. So go to Barrington Stage Company's website to get tickets. I hear they're selling fast. Everybody says they're selling fast. A couple of ongoing things, because I think that's good to say for the summer months when sure. people are out and about doing things. Hot Plate Brewing Company is doing a weekly board game night, a weekly taproom trivia, and benefit bingo along with certain special events. So for those cool. that haven't been to Hot Plate Brewing Company, which is on School Street in Pittsfield, it's right off of North Street on the street where the police station is, we highly recommend going to that location. They host these events on a weekly basis, board game night, but they're also very community oriented. And they do serve, of course, beer because it's a brewing company, but right. they also serve non-alcoholic drinks, or they serve seltzers or Berkshire cider, local cider.
No cocktails. Wine.
No cocktails. Beer and wine and non-alcoholic drinks. So that's a very good place to be. The Downtown Pittsfield Music Series is underway, and that is at DPI is spearheading this, Downtown Pittsfield Inc., but it's also being helped along with the Transformative Development Initiative, which is known as TDI for many. And there's lots of stuff happening throughout downtown throughout the summer. It's called the Downtown Pittsfield Music Series, and it is it's underway. All these things are underway, Bev. How did they get cool. underway?
Hey, we waited all winter and saved up all of our energy for all of these things to start happening now.
And now they are.
Which one of these things is happening?
This is called the Downtown Pittsfield Music Series. And it is underway. It free Downtown Pittsfield Summer Music Series on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. Fridays, they take place in Persett Park on Fridays, and Sundays are typically in Dunham Mall, and they often do things like Zumba on Dunham Mall. And I haven't made it to one yet, but it's so cool. The picture from North Street when you're looking down to City Hall, The dancing and the Zumba. So check that out. It's all over Facebook and social media, but Downtown Pittsfield Summer Music Series is what you're looking for more information.
I don't have the energy for that.
You just have to sit. Well, there's the one in Persett Park, you sit and listen to music.
Oh, okay.
You have the energy for that. I know you do. I know you do. And I saw this billboard for goat yoga. There's nothing like an inspiring outdoor yoga class, yes, with our goats. That's at Hancock Shaker Village. If you've never tried it, now is the chance. So Hancock Shaker Village has started this, I don't even remember how many years ago.
And it's been a while.
And it's a hot topic. People are into this. And there's a billboard above Guido's. If you're driving into Pittsfield and you look up, I saw goat yoga. It's brilliant. And this is now underway June 15th through September 7th. So a lot of opportunities to go.
You physically sit with a goat.
You do yoga. So you lay out your mat and you do yoga. And there's goats just wandering around. Now, some of them come up close to you and, you know, sniff you, say hello.
That would be fine.
Others just keep wandering around and, you know, they
what
just
are, these
are
crazy
wanders.
Human people doing.
Yes. And many people are into this for various reasons. They find it more relaxing. They're into nature and the outdoors. And I think it's great. Other people, like myself, get a little freaked out by the concept of a goat. I'm making a motion of a goat eating my hair.
But they are so funny to watch.
They are very funny to watch. And frankly, I think I would like to go watch other people do yoga with goats around. But it's so hot. It sells out. It sells out. So Hancock Shaker Village is hosting this throughout the summer into September. So please definitely check out goat yoga at Hancock Shaker Village. We, again, are fortunate to have Hancock Shaker Village in our lives.
I wonder why they decided on goats.
Well, I think it was easy because they have goats.
Yeah, but sheep, maybe? I don't.
Sheep, goats. Also, if another animal is wandering around, they don't say shoo shoo. I mean,
they welcome them
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I think they welcome them in. So that's a good thing. Imagining Women in the Space Age. This is happening at the Berkshire Museum as we speak. Women in the Space Age showcases the achievements of America's pioneering female astronauts and highlights achievements of pioneering and current female astronauts, from the earliest moon goddesses to today's galactic fashions. Visions of females in space have sparked the creative imagination. This is so cool. I can't wait to see this.
It's very important.
It's very important. It's on display June 15th through September 8th, of course, open during museum hours. Good for all ages. The exhibition reminds us of the groundbreaking achievements of pioneering astronauts with photographs of Sally Ride, America's first woman in space, mm-hmm. Mae Jemison, America's first African-American female astronaut, and Ellen Ochoa, America's first Hispanic woman to go into space. The exhibit also reflects a world where important changes are underway as more and more women are participating in NASA's space program as astronauts and astronautical engineers. It reveals innovative new developments in space suits specifically designed for women. So that is happening at the Berkshire Museum through the beginning of September. Definitely check that out all over social media and on the Berkshire Museum's website throughout the summer. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield. Bev Prentice is operating the board, always. Thank you, Bev.
You're very welcome.
Bev is retired and busier than you've ever been in your entire life.
Yeah,
but that's
true.
I think that's... That's definitely how you planned it, right?
That's how most people do, I think.
Yeah, that's how most people do, for sure. We had a wonderful Juneteenth celebration over the weekend in Pittsfield, and Juneteenth is an official holiday on Wednesday, June 19th, also known as Black Independence Day. June 19th, 1865, marked the official end of slavery in the United States. The mayor read a wonderful proclamation on the halls of City Hall, on the steps of City Hall, and then there was a day of celebration throughout the day in Pittsfield. So thank you, Pittsfield, always for supporting everything that we support. And the official holiday is June 19th. This is cool. First day of issue, Shaker commemorative forever stamp. So again, this stuff happens all over the Berkshires. Hancock Shaker Village is in Pittsfield. It's half in Hancock and half in Pittsfield.
Yeah.
We like to talk about the Pittsfield portion
of
Hancock Shaker Village. Issued to coincide with the 250th anniversary of the arrival of the first Shakers in America, these stamps celebrate the refined, timeless beauty of Shaker design. From modest oval boxes to furniture, textiles, and architecture, the Shakers imbued everything they made with uncommon grace. These 12 stamps feature photographs of items that highlight the core elements of Shaker design, simplicity, and utility.
Are these postage stamps?
Yes, they're postage stamps.
I wouldn't be able to use them.
So, because you don't mail any letters?
No, because I would like them too much. I want to keep
them. Oh, because they're works of art.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. I agree with you. That would be hard. And stamp collectors, you know, have stamp books that you can put stamps in. But this is really cool. There's 12 different stamps. So look, next time you're mailing a letter, see what stamp you get. Or next time you're at the post office, ask for these stamps. There's Shaker commemorative forever stamps. So definitely shout out to Hancock Shaker Village for that one. Very cool. Art meetup at Berkshire Art Center. Join Berkshire Art Center at their Pittsfield location on North Street for a consistent time to connect with other parents while engaging in a creative and fun art project with your little ones. Each meeting, BAC will offer a rotating project for families to participate in at their own pace, with the guidance, of course, and support of the faculty artists at Berkshire Art Center. The next one is June 22nd, but these are every weekend, at least weekly. Go to berkshireartcenter.org for a full schedule of events on all the things happening at Berkshire Art Center. We're so lucky. So Berkshire Art Center is based in, I guess their quote-unquote headquarters are in Stockbridge, but they have this wonderful office now in Pittsfield, 141 North Street, which is kind of right across from the Liechtenstein, across the parking lot from our offices. And we're so grateful they have done things now in conjunction with First Fridays at 5. When that event is happening, they're open and have opening receptions, but also art nights, art making events at their location. So
parents love them.
Parents do love them. And it's cool. It's not just, you know, sit down and do whatever. There's faculty artists there guiding and, mm-hmm. and teaching almost. It's very cool. Another thing cool that Berkshire Art Center does, which I think we've talked about on the show, is Paint a Pint. They have Paint a Pint nights at Thistle and Mirth on the fourth Tuesday of every month. Enjoy, of course, delicious pizza in their new pizza ovens and drinks while you paint your own pint glass. This is every fourth Tuesday of the month. The next one is June 25th.
Do you bring your own glass?
Or? No, I think that there's a fee and they give you the glass.
Ah.
And then you take home the glass. It's very cool.
That's cool. Yeah.
And then you can use it for whatever you'd like. Water. A beverage of your choice when you get home to drink out of.
Even a flower.
Even a vase. You're right. It doesn't have to be. Doesn't have to be a drink. You can use the pint glass for a vase. I like that idea.
Yeah.
Very creative. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We are so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. And Bev Prentice is operating the board. Thank you, Bev, always.
So if there's any mistakes here, don't blame her.
You can blame anyone. You can blame us all. We're all fine being blamed. We are in the heart of the summer season here. We're recording this in mid-June. It's going to be airing throughout, probably through the beginning of July, gearing up for the 4th of July parade with the race by Berkshire Running Center and Berkshire Running Foundation ahead of the parade. I've talked to the parade committee, including the mayor, used to be the president of mm-hmm. the parade committee, and it's going to be another stellar lineup, as always. This Pittsfield Parade is something, and if you live in or near Pittsfield and have not been to the 4th of July parade, well, shame on you, first of all. But second of all, please try to go this year. 10 a.m.
It's huge.
It steps off at 10 a.m. and it starts around the corner of West Housatonic and South Street, goes right down South Street, down North Street to Wacona Street. And it's cool. It's marching bands galore, drum corps. Big old balloons that you see in the Macy's Day Parade.
Oh, that's
we have
cute.
Those here.
Yeah. Cookie Crumbl, maybe.
Cookie Crumbl and her secret service agents. Yeah, Cookie Crumbl is definitely a part of the 4th of July Parade. So check out the 4th of July Parade and all that it offers if you haven't before. There's actually an amazing 4th of July week in Pittsfield starting Sunday, June 30th. With a car show, and then there's something every day that week leading through the 4th of July. Friday, July 5th is First Fridays at 5 in Pittsfield, and Saturday, July 6th is the Common Ground Festival that Milltown Foundation is putting on at the Common. So
I
from
am so
June,
happy to hear about that car show, though.
Sunday, June 30th.
Because that's our anniversary, and I could give that to my husband as
oh,
a gift.
Yeah. Drive him. Just surprise him and say,
there
we're
we
going
go.
Somewhere.
All right.
Yeah, I like it. How many years?
39.
39 years. Wow, that is something. Yes, definitely go to the car show in Pittsfield on June 30th. And then there's something every day through July 6th in Pittsfield for you to do. And I also saw a billboard. I must have been driving a lot lately and recognizing billboards. Because I saw a billboard for Young Frankenstein as well. Berkshire Theater Group is putting on Mel Brooks' Young Frankenstein at the Colonial Theater. Did you ever watch this movie?
Yes.
With, what's his name, Gene Wilder.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
my gosh. So my husband's family can quote this movie like nothing. I mean, someone will say something random, and then someone in Ted's family just says, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what is everyone talking about? And it's from this movie. So this wickedly inspired reimagining of Brooks' classic comedy film thrusts Dr. Frederick Frankenstein, pronounced Frankenstein,
mm-hmm.
Frederick Frankenstein, into the spotlight as he inherits his family's eerie estate in Transylvania, alongside his peculiar sidekick, Igor, pronounced Igor.
My favorite one.
Yeah. And the enchanting lab assistant, Inga, Frederick ventures into the realm of mad science, striving to resurrect a corpse and rival his infamous grandfather's experiment.
Oh,
it's really funny.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Yeah. So this starts June 27th at the Colonial Theater, and it goes for a couple of weeks. BerkshireTheaterGroup.org for tickets. I heard those are selling fast, too. Mm-hmm. Lots of stuff. They have the La Cage aux Folles at Barrington Stage Company, and Mel Brooks' Young Frankenstein come into the Colonial Theater towards the end of June. Definitely check out all of those. Barrington Stage Company also, I am getting these events that I'm talking about from the Love Pittsfield newsletter that we send out every Thursday. If you do not subscribe, then go to lovepittsfield.com and scroll to the bottom and you can subscribe to our newsletter. But these events that I'm going through June and the beginning of July are all on the newsletter. This next one is Mr. Finn's Cabaret, 15 Stories, it's called. 15 Stories will take the audience on 15 different rides, performing songs that tell a narrative story from beginning to end. Theater songs, country songs, pop songs, gospel, and more. Leaving behind, for the moment, the I love you, I wish I was in love, and why don't you love me genres. Oh. Each number is a unique journey for a unique character in a unique situation. I love this. It's called 15 Stories. That's June 30th and July 1st. June 30th and July 1st at Mr. Finn's Cabaret, which is downstairs at the second stage on Linden Street. And it's such a sweet spot down there. And they just recently revived a couple of things. I heard it's really cool down there. I haven't been there yet this season. Mr. Finn's Cabaret, 15 Stories. Again, Barrington Stage's website has tickets for that. And we definitely recommend getting tickets to all these things ahead of time. They often sell out. This is trivia. There's trivia on July 2nd. A lot of people know the trivia nights with Double Entendre. They used to be around a while, and then they went away, and then they come back sporadically. This is the return of trivia with Double Entendre for one night only. The return of this trivia, hosted by Kevin Pink and Steve Rogers. They ask questions, you give answers. If you triumph, you'll acquire some cool stuff. If not, you'll probably at least have a good laugh. So I think that's coming on July 2nd, which is part of that crazy week that we were talking about. The Common Ground Festival, save the date for this, July 6th at the Common. This is the first ever of its kind with Milltown Foundation behind this, which you know it's going to be good. The interdisciplinary festival will feature live music, dance, art making, and family-friendly activities with performances and participation from organizations such as Tanglewood, Barrington Stage Company, Kripalu, Jacob's Pillow, and many others. We will also have many organizations and vendors tabling information and leading activities, including a bike corner with demonstrations, mini bike races, bicycle powered coffee, and more. That's on July 6th. Bicycle powered coffee. That's the bike. I think that's Crosswalk Coffee. Nick Russo owns a coffee cart called Crosswalk Coffee, and he bikes the cart around. Okay. And I like how they're calling it bicycle powered coffee. It sounds true.
Yeah.
That is very true. And that's very true as to what it is. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We are so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. Our offices are inside the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts, 28 Rennie Avenue, which is an art gallery, a rotating art gallery. Right now, we have Ellie Kreischer there with a show entitled In Practice. She is there through the end of June. Then we have Community Access to the Arts, CATA, coming in for July and August, where they put more than 150 works of art of their artists from around the county. It's just the most beautiful show, and it makes us so happy to host
you
CATA.
You have room for all that?
We do, and we have wonderful people from CATA, Jeff and Kara, that usually come in and have an exact plan of what they're doing. So we're happy to be the host of this exhibit every year. It's awe-inspiring. It's mind-blowing, awe-inspiring, all of those words, and very inspirational.
150?
Usually more than 150. Wow. And they're all for sale, which is also a good thing to support the artists of CATA community access to the arts. They just posted a press release on that one. So that information is on our website, lovepittsfield.com, but also on CATA's website, Community Access to the Arts, which is hosting I Am a Part of Art is the name of that show at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts in July and August. And we're happy to be hosting Ellie Kreischer through June. The name of her exhibit is In Practice. There is a call for art going on right now. Berkshire Art Association is putting out a call to interested artists that the visible show submissions are open. This visually vibrant show is a must-see and only manifests every 2 years. Showcase your artistic interpretation of visible and join another legendary BAA exhibition. That's the Berkshire Art Association. This call is open through June 29th. You can go to Berkshire Art Association's website for more information. Again, it's a call for art. We have a lot of people out there that always ask us, how can we be a part of these art shows? And we say, please pay attention to these call for arts.
Sounds hard, though. It's got to be around being visible.
Yes, but that's a very loose theme. I mean, I think other people interpret it in different ways. Mm-hmm. And it's a visually vibrant show. So if you're painting something bright, you can say that is visible.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's a very loose interpretation of the word visible.
Vague is good.
Yes, yes. There's another call for art. Berkshire Museum is proud to announce the biannual celebration of the history of art making in the Berkshires and surrounding areas. You can go to Berkshire Museum's website for more information on that. And July 16th is when that closes. That call for art closes on July 16th. And we are about to announce a call for art for an emerging artist, a co-muralist project, a co-creation of a mural in Pittsfield with a mentor. So look on Love Pittsfield social media channels. Look on Love.
She's a very busy woman.
Look on Love Pittsfield's social media channel. I'm having a hard time with this word. Channels. For more information on that, it's going to be a call for art for an emerging muralist, which is very exciting indeed. LovePittsfield.com has much of this information that we're talking about, or you can go to the locations directly. Berkshire Art Center, we've talked about a lot about that. Berkshire Art Center's website, Barrington Stage's website, of course, to get tickets to all of the events at Barrington Stage. Berkshire Theater Group's website for the Colonial Theater Show of Young Frankenstein. And lovepittsfield.com, we are happy to direct you in any way if you cannot find what you're looking for. Give us a call. We also have a phone number, 413-499-9348, if you ever need any assistance with anything. We're always happy to help you in any way.
I don't know how you remember all this stuff.
Well, I remember how to not say the word channels. That was challenging to say the word channels. But we're so happy to be here and be able to tell everyone all of the things that are happening in Pittsfield, because there are many, as mm-hmm, you know, Bev. Mm-hmm, there mm-hmm. are many, many, many things happening in Pittsfield, and we're grateful for all of the people that put it on, people and organizations that put it on. Again, lovepittsfield.com is our website. This has been the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show on 89.7 FM WTBR, Pittsfield Community Radio. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the Director of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield, and Bev Prentice is operating the board. Thank you, Bev. Welcome. Have a wonderful week or two, and happy summer, everybody.